Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off About Pop Culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
And it's me, Steven.
So we didn't record an episode last week because conflicting schedules, busy bees over here.
Yeah.
But but we are on a new episode of Gossip Girlies. We talked about so much. I
Yeah.
can't, it was a lot. So go over and check their show out. They're a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun doing
Yeah.
it. We
It
talked
was
about so many things I can't even remember.
seriously. But it was basically just another episode of this podcast. So
Yeah. So if you like us and you like to laugh and you like young and hot people, go listen to Gossip Girlies.
you're not wrong.
Okay, let's get into the biggest event of this week, which was the Met Gala.
Of
Happy first
course.
Monday in May. I live for the first Monday in May. I sit my ass down in my pajamas. I eat ice cream out of the carton, and I just judge. I turn on E News or E Network, and I just judge everyone because I think I have a sense of fashion knowledge or whatever, even though I don't, but whatever.
Right. I
Isn't that what
mean,
we all do?
yes, I 100% laid in bed. I was feeling so lazy. I was supposed to be cooking dinner, and I was like, forget it. I'm just gonna sit and scroll through my phone. And that's what I did.
Yep. Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
And I probably looked like straight garbage. And that's what you should be doing. And
Yeah.
yes, I'm like, wow, that person cannot dress for the life of them as I'm like sitting in sweatpants in like an
Yep.
oversized t-shirt.
That is exactly what I looked like as well. So don't feel bad. I'm sure us and the rest of the population that wasn't at the Met Gala was doing the same
Exactly.
thing. But this year's theme was Karl Lagerfeld, who was the head guy in charge of Chanel for a long time. I know this was like a controversial theme, but like, listen, okay, I know he like said a lot of things that weren't great. I don't condone them. But it was the theme. It is what it is. People showed up and showed out, and let's just take the fashion for what it is instead of focusing on the person just for this moment, please. I'm so sick of hearing all the hoopla about the theme. I get it. Okay, it wasn't the most exciting theme. It was controversial, but
Right.
whatever. We did it.
Also, it's already over, so yeah.
I know. Like, just
I guess I don't know. We can't change it. So we're just gonna talk about it
yeah.
because all I care about is the fashion anyway.
Exactly. So, who was your favorite?
Okay. I think my favorite was Amanda Seyfried.
Really? That's a hot
Yeah.
take.
I
Okay.
don't know. I just something about her, the hair, the it's not, I don't know if it was like actually necklaces or just part of the dress that looked like necklaces that like draped over her. It matched her skin tone perfectly. She just looked like an angel.
I didn't hate it, but it definitely was not high on my list of favorites. I mean, I thought she
Really?
looked great, but I was just like, I don't know. I liked other people's better. I think my favorite was Janelle Monáe. I do not see enough people talking about it. She kind of did like not as theatrical or as choreographed, but she did do a reveal where she, I think it was like three different outfits in one. And my favorite part of the look was she had like this necklace slash hair piece that flew up, and it looked like a tie that was like being windblown. And I was like, leave it to Janelle Monáe to make the least camp theme camp. But just
Right.
that little touch. I
She's
just
always showing up and showing out. Always. You can count on
always,
her.
and I love it. Love it. There was a lot of black and white happening, which I don't hate because I'm not like a super colorful person when it comes to my wardrobe. But a lot of people did not like it. And I was, again, it's like it's just the theme. It's Chanel. It's very clean, sleek lines. Like it's a lot of like the tweed. If it's not, it's not avant-garde.
Okay.
So
You're right. I agree. I'm also going to change my first place because I forgot about this one and I don't know how I forgot. It's going to be Anne Hathaway.
okay, I think that's my second.
Okay, because like I kind of I don't know how I forgot. I mean, there's just so many looks like
Yeah.
running through my brain.
Right.
But wow.
I know Anne Hathaway is just so fucking stunning. So breathtaking. I can't get over her. And you know what? This year, I think that the Kardashians, meaning Kim Kardashian, Kendall Jenner, and Kylie Jenner are like actually did something. I think that they were on theme. I liked all of their outfits, actually. Kendall Jenner had no pants on, but she had these like really big platform heels that I really liked, and these like really long sleeves that like draped all the way down the steps. Kim Kardashian was dripping in pearls. Chloe, not Chloe, Kylie had on this like tangerine reddish dress with like this another long cape that flowed down the steps. I was into it. Usually I hate what the Kardashians and Jenners wear because they're never on theme and never makes sense, but this year I liked it a lot.
The only one I really cared about out of that group was Kim's. I didn't really like the others. Okay, I think, I don't know. I didn't like that it was like a, Kendall's was like a bodysuit. I don't know. It looked weird to me.
I don't know. I liked it considering that I just never like
That's
what they
fair.
wear.
Yeah, I thought Kim looked great though. That was perfect.
I know. Oh, how could I forget? Actually, I might change my favorite. I don't know. Cardi B.
Oh, yeah.
Cardi B did an outfit change from the time she stepped out. Okay, so The Mark and another hotel in New York have become like places where celebrities will get ready and then come out and they do like a reveal before the reveal. So Cardi B stepped out originally in this pink dress. It had like a big it was like a peacock
Like a
look.
plume.
Yeah, and there was like a lot of like tulle and stuff. It was like a nice like light baby pink, and
Yeah.
I loved it. And then she gets to the Met Gala and is in a completely different look. It's a black dress with big roses on it. Her hair is different. Everything about her look is different, and I don't know how she changed in the car on the way there.
Right. I love it though.
I was blown away. Blown
Yeah,
away.
same.
And I need people to realize that Cardi B needs to be taken seriously in like a lot of different aspects, but especially fashion.
For
She
sure.
never gets the recognition she deserves, and she kills it every single time. I was talking to one of my friends about that during the Met Gala, and I brought up this look from the Grammys. I don't remember what year it was, but it's supposed to be like she's a pearl coming out of a clamshell.
I
And
remember
that
that.
look has been embedded in my brain ever since. And if a look is embedded in your brain, then you need to give someone the credit that they deserve when it
Right.
comes to fashion.
Yeah,
There's just
that was
certain
such a good
things.
look.
Yeah, it was
So good.
great.
Speaking of the people coming out of the hotel, who did we ever find out who was in that burial shroud?
I have no
Was
idea.
it an actual dead body? Like,
It could have been. It honestly could have been because at first I was like, oh, maybe it's Florence Pugh because she was supposed to be debuting a shaved head, which she did, which I don't really have any feelings about, if I'm being honest. I was just kind of like, oh, she shaved her head.
right.
Yay.
It's not that, yeah, it's not that big of a deal to me.
And then I was thinking maybe it was Lil Nas X.
Right. My first thought was going to be Doja Cat.
Well, Doja Cat did come out with people surrounding her with umbrellas. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not.
Okay, so yeah, she had like a bunch of security guards covering her with umbrellas, and they were kind of just like shuffling to the car. So that was confirmed to be Doja Cat as well.
Okay.
So we still don't know who was wrapped up in that carpet, but it really could have been a legitimate dead body. And for that, I am
Yeah, we have let that go far too soon.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was thinking about that today. I was like, did anyone ever find out what was going on with that? But okay, I'm glad you have the same thought process as me. How do you feel about Rihanna's?
It was good. It was
Yes.
good.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I don't think it was my favorite. Was it worth the wait? I think so. But on the other hand, it was like girly. Like they kept the carpet open an hour and a half later for you. They kept
Right.
the
Yeah.
doors open.
Yeah, she did her little reveal. It was cute. It was good. It's not something we're going to be thinking about in a couple years, but that's fine.
Yes,
She
and
showed
that's
up. She fit
fine.
the theme. She looked great. That's all we really need.
A$AP Rocky was giving Ashley Tisdale red carpet looks, early 2000s realness. Yeah, that look was
I wasn't getting the kilt, but
me. I was well, so people did put it up with a side-by-side picture of Karl Lagerfeld where they were wearing very similar outfits. It's just that Karl Lagerfeld wasn't wearing jeans underneath.
right.
It was just like the kilt.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to say men got off easy this year
You
because
know
this,
what? And we'll let them.
yeah, this was the theme to show up in nothing but a black tux, no originality whatsoever, and you could have gotten away with it, and no one would have batted an eyelash.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think of any men that impressed me.
Well, who is your least favorite?
My least favorite of the night.
Yes.
I don't know. I can't think
Not
of.
even Jared Leto showing up as the cat.
Here's the thing. He should have kept that on all night. That would have been hilarious.
Here's the thing. The Met Gala is not a safe space for furries, okay? No furries at the Met Gala ever.
Well, how about Doja as the
Okay,
cat?
I go back and forth between Doja, like whether liking it or hating it. And I think that's just how it's always going to be. I think that the makeup was done beautifully. I think the dress was beautiful. But I just think it was kind of weird too.
I mean, it's her.
Yeah, like, and like, I understand, like, the tribute to the cat and that she's Doja Cat, like I get it all, but I don't know, I don't know how I feel about it. At first, I was like, she looks like a Who from Whoville, actually, but then I looked at it again, and I was like, maybe not. Like the prosthetics are just like you can't tell like where her skin starts and begins.
It was good.
Yeah, like her makeup artist definitely deserves a raise after that one. So I don't know. I guess I just fall somewhere in between. I guess you just have to ask me on a day and like catch me in a mood or something. I don't
That's
know.
fair. Okay, I thought of my worst. I just had to look up list of the worst.
Okay.
And this should not be a hot take. It is Margaret Qualley.
I don't even think I saw hers.
Oh, honey.
Let me look it up right now.
It's not good. Also, I know you said you loved it, but I thought it was ugly. It looked like it was falling apart. It looked raggedy. Emma Chamberlain.
What did she hold on? Hold on. Let me
Emma
one thing at a time. One thing at a time. Margaret.
Chamberlain. Yeah, look up Margaret Qualley first.
This looks like something I could get off the rack at JCPenney.
The
This looks like
hair, the makeup, the heels, everything
the bra
bad.
strap showing. Like this is eighth grade dance.
Yeah, it's real bad. It's not good.
Wow, that is terrible. That is a really good worst pick. Emma. Oh, I know what she was wearing now. You didn't like that?
No. I hated it. That thing in the middle, it looked like it was falling apart. It was raggedy. Oh my God.
I thought she looked very chic.
Zoom in on it. It's falling apart.
No, I will not. I'll tell you who my worst is, though, besides Jared Leto. It was Lil Nas X, honestly.
Yeah, you didn't like that.
No, because there is just a time and a place to do that sort of thing, to go all out, to be like the most talked about person in the room, to make jaws drop. And doing that look had no place at this year's Met Gala. It didn't. Okay, like cheeks out, pack it up. Put those things away just for the night.
I agree.
Thank you, because people
However,
would.
I think it's fucking hilarious that people are in these fancy gowns and in the background of the picture is just his butt cheeks. Like, that just is perfectly
Know.
describes Lil Nas X, and like I expect nothing else. Does it fit? No.
No.
But it's hilarious. So I'll accept it.
I can't. This time around, I can't. I can't accept it. But yeah, so I do want to give an honorable mention though to Gigi Hadid. That was also one of my top faves.
Okay.
I saw she looks so great. The hair, the makeup,
Yeah.
everything was great.
Oh, another one I didn't really like, Olivia Wilde.
Oh, I
That
didn't
was
like that
ugly.
either. I didn't like that
And then somebody
either.
had the same exact dress, but in black.
Yeah, and in the middle, it looked like a big pad. Don't you think?
A little
Like
bit,
the shape of
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it was just ugly.
Yeah, I was not there for it either. So, yeah, we can agree on that one. all right. Well, oh, actually, before we move on, the cockroach running around the carpet. The way people made that into such a big deal, I think the LA Times reported that like someone did step on it, and it was like Met Gala cockroach 2023 to 2023. I was like,
I
guys, please.
just liked when people would be like, oh, Camila Cabello made it to the Met Gala or things like that. I was like, oh. Every time I saw something like that, I gasped.
Oh
It's
no.
so awful.
I know,
Shouldn't
that's
have even
funny
spoke
though.
it out loud, but you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Or
All
law
right.
roach, people are saying.
Oh. moving on to the next biggest topic that's been going on in Hollywood is the WGA strike. Now listen, I'm not gonna pretend to sit here and like tell you that like I know everything that's going on, all the logistics and stuff. I just know that I am on the side of the writers. I believe they deserve to get paid more. I deserve they get to, that they should make royalties or more in royalties because of streaming services. And I think that's all anyone should be concerned with.
I'm pretty much always on the side of people asking for more money, so
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
again, like Maggie said. Do I know the logistics? Do I know the ins and outs of this situation? No, I don't. I do know that I want this to be settled very quickly, though. Because what the hell?
Yeah,
Like, I want my
because
shows to come back.
yeah, I do need my shows to come back. So yeah, so like basically the WGA and then another association that is all like the big production companies and stuff, they could not reach an agreement regarding getting paid more in the royalties thing from streaming services. Thus, all the writers in Hollywood going on strike, which has led to last week SNL was canceled. Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and another late night show has been canceled until further notice. But side note, Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers are paying their writers a week's worth of salary at this point to be on strike, which is great. Love that. And Drew Barrymore dropped out of hosting the MTV TV and movie awards. This, I think that they're happening in a few days. I don't really know. And in solidarity with the writers, and the red carpet for that has been canceled. So, not that that's like the biggest award show to ever happen, but like it is a statement.
Right, for sure. Yeah, that's gonna be like an awkward show.
Yeah, I don't know if like it's still gonna go on. It right at
Right.
this point, it seems like it. It's just gonna be kind of a
Yeah.
mess. I or maybe they're gonna push it back. I don't know.
Right. I don't know. Maybe they just like won't televise it.
Yeah, maybe.
That
I
seems
don't
like the
know.
best move. I don't know.
But either way, the writers do need to get paid more, and as Steven said, I pretty much stand on any side, on any person's side who's asking for more money,
Yeah.
because I would also like more money doing my job.
Same.
So,
So, yeah. Go strike. Do your thing.
Yeah. Fight the power. Fight the man.
I hope streaming services prices don't go up too much, but
Oh yeah, that's another
that's a
thing.
little
Oh.
just one thing that
Yeah, just like
I
a
was thinking about.
whatever, we can
So
cross that
like
bridge when
maybe
we
I
get
don't
there.
want them to have more money. Just kidding. Like I do, but like I also want things to not cost more. So I don't know. We can't have a happy
Yeah.
medium, but at least pay them a livable wage and give them a little more royalties. Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about,
Yeah,
clearly. So anyway,
whatever.
next.
There you have it. Oh, yeah, next is right. And this next, okay. It makes me so ill to say it. There's rumors that Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy from the 1975 are dating, situationship, hooking up. There's something romantic going on there. And I feel a little nauseous saying that. Like 2013 me would crumble to ash if she heard this. She would just evaporate into the air.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm confused.
I don't understand it either. So Taylor Swift and Maddie Healy have known each other for a while. I believe the
Right.
first time they met was in 2014. And ever since then, they've been friends. I think that they did collaborate and write a song for Midnights that just like didn't make it onto the track list. And Taylor Swift did come out during the 1975's tour at one of the shows and did like
Yes.
Ian sang Anti-Hero and The City, which is a song by the 1975. I just say that 2013 me would crumble to ash because the 1975 from the years of like 2013 to 2016 were just like the epitome of like black and white Tumblr, like grungy, angsty teen. It was like them, the neighborhood, Arctic Monkeys. Ugh,
Right.
I couldn't get enough of that. I couldn't get enough of it. And then to hear that he's with Taylor Swift, who is just like the antithesis of all of that,
Right.
is just, I can't fathom it. What do they talk about?
That's exactly what my mind goes to. I mean, Maddie Healy is nothing if but a hypocrite. Let's be real. This
Yeah.
man is like so full of shit. But like,
Yeah.
based on how he acts in like his music, like he should hate Taylor Swift. He should She's
Yes.
shit talking her at every concert, like the
Yes.
way, like based on what we know about Maddie Healy, but somehow they're friends. So I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. And then you know what? To make it even worse is that I saw a Five Things You Should Know About Maddie Healy article from Us Weekly. And that's how
Oh
you know it's all downhill from here.
my God.
I j the
Well,
1975 just will always really like no matter what they do. I mean, there could be a few things that they could do, but no matter what they do, will always have a special place in my heart. I still love their music. I listen to it a lot. Their last album was top notch, reminding me of 2013. So, yeah, it's just that's why it just makes me so ill. Just why?
right.
Why?
Why?
I can't imagine seeing like a paparazzi picture of them, like holding hands. I can't imagine Maddie Healy like going to a red carpet and enjoying it.
And like her type has always been like so clean cut.
I know, and Maddie Healy is not clean cut. He's very rugged. He's very weird. He was eating raw meat on stage during this tour. I still don't know why that is, but it was weird
Yeah,
nonetheless.
a little unforgivable.
Yeah.
That one was. And he was kissing everybody. What was
I
up with
know.
that?
Okay, yeah. So when the 1975's first album came out, and there was one show where they brought a girl up on stage during Robbers and they made out, and it was like a huge thing all over Tumblr. It was like There were GIFs and there were like those like photo sets. It was a huge thing. And then, so like this era, they kind of like brought back like that angsty, like black and white, like Tumblr era, which I really appreciated. And so I think that they were just like trying to capture it too much because they did make out with someone during, or Maddie did make out with someone during Robbers, like the first time it happened again. Everyone's like, oh my God, it's 2013. We're back at it. Here we are. But then it got to be a little bit too
It
much.
was like every show. I
Yeah,
was
it was like
like,
every
you just horny?
show. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is like getting a little bit too much for me.
I feel like they're just too big for that at this point. Like, that just feels like something like a small band should do. I don't know.
Yeah,
Like,
they
you just kiss a
weren't.
fan, like, you're just like alt. Like, I don't know. They're just like, it's just not the same.
Yeah, it's not. If he just did it once, like on this run of the tour again, then it would have been fine. But he did it like multiple times in multiple different cities, and I was like, okay, Maddie, like it's enough. It's enough. We're
Yeah,
good.
like he's just
We're good.
horny at that point. It's a little weird.
Yeah. I can't even like imagine seeing like paparazzi pictures of Maddie Healy. What is this? What is the world coming to?
Doesn't make sense. It's
This
not
was
natural.
not. This, yeah, it's not natural. And this was also not on my 2023 bingo card. Never would have thought
Absolutely
it.
not. No way.
Okay, can we move on to something before I actually like throw up in my mouth? Move on to a different subject. Kesha's new songs. So, as you guys know, Steven and I are Kesha's number one stans, and we have not even discussed with each other about how I feel about the songs yet.
We have
It wasn't
not
even like a
said a
conscious
single
decision.
word.
No, and it wasn't even like a conscious decision to save it for the podcast. We just like haven't talked about them.
Me and Maggie aren't texters. So,
We're really
like, if we
not.
get busy, we're not gonna be like texting back and forth. I mean, sometimes we will, but like, not.
It's
It's
short-lived though.
usually
It's like
just
a
like
10-minute
very, it's you,
conversation.
our texts are very much like straight to the point. Like, yeah. We're not usually talking about our interests. That we say
No.
that for in person. So like
Yeah.
if we don't see each other before the podcast, like it just says what it is. We don't
It
talk
is
about it.
right. Exact. That's really what it is. But I'm very, very interested to hear what you have to say.
Yeah. Totally not what I expected.
No, me either.
She is making music. It's like not really like music I've heard before. It's really her own thing.
Yeah, she's definitely in her own lane with this one.
It's like futuristic pop, like alternative. Like I don't know what it is, and not in like the hyper pop way. Like it's just its own thing. And Eat the Acid is good. I don't know. I just like don't get a lot out of that song. But Fine Line, love it.
I don't hate the songs by any means. I think that they're good, but they aren't songs that I can just like listen to on a drive home, you know?
No, neither of them are.
Eat the Acid, I do wish that it kind of like picked up the tempo a little bit, like somewhere. I wish there was kind of like a break. Or like a beat drop or something. I don't know. But Fine Line, let me, for the people, for the uncultured people that haven't listened to the song yet, let me just read you the last few lines of Fine Line. Hold on. So at the very end it says, there's a fine line between what's entertaining and what's just explaining the pain. But hey, look at all the money we made off me.
Yeah,
Chills.
I know.
Chills.
Yeah, it's really good. It's so biting.
Yes.
I love it. It's like we don't see her. We haven't seen that side of her take on her legal situation, or I mean, not even just legal, like emotional, entire Dr. Luke battle situation.
Right. I mean, the only song that we got out of it was Praying, and it's a very like inspiring, uplifting song. Like, no, like, you've done all this shit to me and I should hate you, but I just like pray that you get better. But this is like a big fuck you. You have made me miserable for how many years now? You're making all this money off of me, making all this money off of my misery. I just think it's an interesting turn that she's taken.
Yeah, I mean, 'cause like she's not always gonna be like in a forgiving mood. Like
Right.
sometimes she needs to just be like, fuck you, you ruined my life. Like, but she recognizes like that he like helped make her career, but also like he fucking ruined her life at the same
Yeah,
time.
exactly.
Yeah, and this whole song, like she, what's the, let me look up the one line. Oh, I'm playing it. Oops. I'm like an old man with my phone sometimes. Like, where she's just like, don't fucking call me a fighter. Don't fucking call me a joke. You have no fucking idea. Trust me, you'll never know. Like, oh, you can just like feel it. It's like, it feels like that moment when you're like in a fight and you're like, or like you're getting really upset at somebody and you're getting like choked up and you're trying to get
Yes.
the words out. You're trying not to cry. That's what that line feels like to me.
Oh, what a perfect way to describe it.
Yeah. And like you said, it's not a song that you can just like play on loop. Like it's not TikTok. You're not going to go out, shake your ass to the club, but it
No.
is a really good song.
Yes. But the song does matter.
Exactly. Yeah, and I just can't explain it. Like it's not her, it's like she talks sings in it, but not in her typical way she talks sings where she like kind of
Yeah.
raps. Like
Yes. It's she's not Kesha with the dollar sign.
no, that Kesha's dead, buried. Except for
Yeah.
the one reappearance.
Yes. yeah, I just think that this album is gonna definitely have like an angrier, like grittier tone to it, which I mean, like I'm down for anything Kesha does. I just hope that there's like a few songs in between that are like that I can like play in the car and not feel like I'm gonna burst into tears.
I think there will be. I would be surprised if she completely went in this experimental direction for every single song. But maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. The album comes out in a few weeks, though, and I will be streaming on loop.
Yes. Oh, and the album artwork. Let's talk about
Oh.
that for a second.
Oh, I
Wow.
mean, wow. Yeah.
Spot on. It's just her getting choked by a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And the album's called Gag Order.
And this is the last
Genius.
album that Dr. Luke will have rights to. So thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God she can get out of this contract afterwards. And I don't have to feel like I'm paying for Dr. Luke's luxuries.
Right. Well, everyone else is anyway for all those other people, but
True.
this is for Kesha, not for Dr. Luke. I mean, what else are you gonna
Yes.
do?
Yeah. Album artwork, love it. The songs, great. Album, can't wait for it. Tour, she better come to Detroit.
She probably won't, but well, she
She
better.
hasn't come since she came with Macklemore and we saw her. That was a long time ago. It was 2019, I think.
Yeah, but then like COVID happened, so.
But even before then, remember we were going to go see her in Canada, or we thought about it?
Yeah, and then, yeah, that's true.
And then COVID, and then she did a tour, I think post-COVID. Still didn't come here.
Yeah, there was like five places, so.
Well, those five places could have been Detroit.
Yeah, next time she better be. Oh, whatever,
Please.
I'll travel.
Yeah, I
She's
don't
worth it to
care.
me.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to our toast and our roast. You can go ahead.
All right. My roast goes to John Stamos because he had the Olsen twins fired from Full House when they were 11 months old because they cried too much.
That's just called a baby being a baby. What
Yeah,
the fuck?
Uncle Jesse, who do you think
Uncle.
you are? And then apparently the replacement babies were even worse than them, so he has to have them back. Could you imagine a world where we did not have the Olsen twins?
No, I
Right?
really couldn't,
All because
actually.
John Stamos was being a petty bitch. couldn't deal with babies crying. Like, that's why there's two of them.
Yeah, right. When one starts crying, you replace and put the other one in.
Yeah, unbelievable. Like, do I kind of get it? Yes, but he almost took away something good.
Yeah.
Think
He
about
almost
it. Like, what could we have missed out?
deprived.
What would we have missed? What have we missed out in the world? Because people like John Stamos were too picky.
We would have missed out on all the Mary-Kate and Ashley movies. We would have missed out on You Got It, Dude.
And now, like, Elizabeth Olsen is like the next, not the next big thing, is this big star. We wouldn't have had Elizabeth Olsen either. Probably. I mean, come on, people. I never thought I'd be t roasting John Stamos. I
Yeah,
really didn't
but
think I'd be talking about him much at all. We
yeah.
are. Yeah, fuck you, Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, oh my God.
Thank God those other babies were demons.
Yeah, thank
I
God.
know, I found that out. I was like, and he was the one who said it in the first place. I was like, why would you ever admit this?
Yeah, I would take that to the grave. Are you kidding?
Exactly. Yeah, on a happier note, my toast goes to Mattel. They are the, like, that's the toy company that produces Barbie. And they released the first ever Barbie with Down syndrome.
I saw that.
Yeah, we're always just gonna toast Barbies. They have Barbies in wheelchairs, they have Barbies of every race. Now they have Barbies with other disabilities like Down syndrome. And it's just amazing that we have so many different Barbies that people can, of all different ages, races, blah, 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 can look up to and play with and see themselves. Like, Barbie is really just like reflecting what other people like look like or want to look like. And the fact that we're not just making it a blonde, skinny girl anymore is really nice because that is not the only version of somebody to look up to. Because people all look
Amen.
different. And thank you for adapting, Barbie.
Yeah, love it. Thanks for keeping up with the times.
Yeah, it's just like one of those things that's like, who could be mad about that? Love it. So
Right?
good.
Okay, my roast goes to the term quiet luxury. Have you heard this? It is just the newest, like, TikTok trend phrase to be going around. Basically, it started a few weeks ago when Sophia Richie got married, and people were calling it quiet luxury. And it was because, like, she didn't have like name brand things everywhere. And it was like basically just like refers to someone who doesn't wear labels like Gucci, Versace. Doesn't, but I'm roasting it because there's no such thing as quiet luxury.
No.
There was also an example that someone gave of quiet luxury was Gwyneth Paltrow's courtroom looks. They were like, yeah, she wasn't like wearing anything with like a label on it. She, blah blah blah. She was wearing a necklace that cost $65,000.
That's
Just because
insane.
it doesn't have a big DG on it for Dolce and Gabbana doesn't mean it's quiet luxury. I just hate the way that TikTok. I just hate TikTok. I do.
Yeah, it people are so stupid. Like, if something isn't luxurious just because it has a label on it necessarily. Like, it's luxurious because it looks luxurious. Like, at the Met Gala, none of them had labels on them, but we all knew they were expensive, opulent things. Would that be quiet
Yes.
luxury?
And
They were designers, but they didn't have the big C on the front,
wouldn't you just assume that someone like Gwyneth Paltrow or Sophia Richie is just wearing expensive things and doing expensive things? Like, I think Sophia Richie's wedding costs like $1 million or something. That's not quiet luxury.
No, that's very loud. Like, if she
Yes.
were getting married in a backyard in like a thrifted wedding dress, sure. No, well, it
But
wouldn't be
that's not
quiet.
even
Quiet
luxury
luxury just
then.
doesn't exist. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. It doesn't make sense. Stop using the
The
term
idea of
before
luxury is
I
that it's
combust.
like in your face, I feel like. There's just not a thing. Yeah.
No.
If it's, yeah, no. If it's quiet luxury, it's not luxury.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Anyway, next.
Yeah, next
Glad
is
we
right.
agree.
My toast goes to Missy Elliott for being the first female rapper inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. As everyone knows, or at least most people know that listen to this podcast, I love Missy Elliott. I love her so much, and I'm so glad that she's getting more and more recognition and being inducted to, and just having like one of the highest honors that you can as an artist.
Yeah.
And she's being inducted along with some other great people. Kate Bush is going to be,
That's
Sheryl
surprising.
Crow, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
But yeah, Missy Elliott just like made a post being like, just like how grateful she is, and just like saying that she's so grateful that she can like open all these doors for other people like her and that make music like her and that just love rap and hip hop. And I'm like, yes, girly, you did
Yeah,
that.
I mean, in all honesty, there's probably not that many rappers in it in general.
I don't think so. I
I mean,
don't
because
know,
rap is
but
relatively new. So, I mean, it's mostly older artists that are in it. So, it's pretty cool. Good for
Yep.
her. I
Love it.
had no
Love her.
idea.
Yep. They just announced it like 2 days ago. So you're not too far behind.
Okay.
But yeah, that's it. You guys know where to find us on Instagram at Poppin' Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, follow, give us a 5-star rating anywhere you can do that. And tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And don't forget that the Met Gala is not a safe space for furries. I never want to see that again at the Met Gala or anything like that. Never again. Jared Leto, please. I just wish Jared Leto would just like stop offending me.
The fact that it was just Jared Leto, it was like that just made it worse.
Right. Anyways,
Anyway,
bye.
yeah, see ya, bye.